Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Bay Area, it's Brandon Pajemski. Catch my head coach, Steve Kerr, with Willard and Dibs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
Couple texts I want to read to you. And you tell me what you think. Then we'll go back to the phone. Steve Kerr in 40 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. 510, you need more than one scorer. Let someone else get rebounds. Warriors need scorers other than Curry.
Okay.
Your response?
Well, yeah, but you can't just be a scorer. That job is kind of taken by Buddy Hield, who, if you look at Buddy Hield, he rebounds at 3.2 a game, so he actually does other things, and he started to play a little bit of defense as well. So you don't just get to do one thing. Steph Curry rebounds almost at the same rate as Jonathan Kuminga. So he's your scorer. Curry gets 4.4 rebounds. Kuminga gets 4.6. So my response is you don't just get to be a scorer. You're not Wilmer Flores, the DH, where here's your bat, Wilmer. You get four, maybe five hacks, and you can just chill in the dugout until then.
I wonder,
Wilmer Flores.
Yeah. This is a tough one, man. This is a tough one. People all dug in.
Yep.
All dug in. When I listen to Steve Kerr, I wonder if you guys hear what I hear. Yes, Jonathan Kuminga is a scorer. Yes, the Warriors need more scorers. It's not about whether he can score. It's how he scores. I hope everyone sort of sees that and hears that. When he talks about usage, it's not can he score. It's not do we need more scorers. It's how do they go about scoring. He keeps trying to tell everybody Jonathan right now is only scoring by having the ball in his hands and breaking down the defense by himself. That doesn't work here because that takes the ball out of Steph Curry's hands and takes one of the most effective players in the history of the game, basically, and takes all of the guns out of his holsters. That doesn't work. What they're basically like, why don't you go score by getting an offensive rebound and putting it back in the basket? Why don't you do that? That's worth 2 points also. So it's not can he score and will he score? It's how do you go about scoring? That to me is very, very fundamental to this conversation. And it sounds like fundamental to the conversations that they've all had behind the scenes. I tried to do this once before. And nobody wants to hear it. Because it's easy if it's Steve Kerr saying it. Oh, well, this Steve Kerr, this stubborn jerk. Who do you think Steve Kerr's talking to when they come to this conclusion? Y'all don't think Steph Curry agrees with him?
Draymond Green?
You don't think Steph Curry is right behind Steve Kerr nodding his head? Is that like, and I wonder, does that change anyone's opinion? Because I promise you that that's the case. Like, promise you that Steph Curry is in lockstep with Steve Kerr on this thing. There's no way in hell JK's getting DNPs if Steph Curry's like, coach, put him in the game. No chance. So, I don't know. I wonder if that, does that feel better for people who still want all the Kuminga minutes and all of the runway?
Right.
I don't know.
And I mean, they DNP'd him and they went out and they won the series against the Rockets. So does that not matter either? That, you know, the coach made decisions and they're not easy decisions. And part of the Steve conversation with TK is Kerr was talking about what he learned from Coach Popovich, and it was about being forthright and honest with people when you have to do things like give a person a DNP. And so Steve has been very upfront and honest, I'm sure, with Jonathan Kuminga. And, you know, Kuminga said it was kind of an up and down season with he and Steve Kerr because there's disappointment in that. But I think about Kevin Durant when he was a Warrior and how Kevin Durant got to just get the ball and be an ISO player. And so I looked at the usage rates in that year, 2018.
This is a good thing. Yeah.
Steph Curry, 31%. Kevin Durant, 30.4%. So that's Kevin Durant. If Jonathan Kuminga was doing what Kevin Durant was doing in this offense, because you remember the offense when KD came, there was a lot of, all right, we're not going to run around this possession. KD, you go do your thing. He's maybe the greatest isolation player in the game today. He's probably top five or seven all time. You know, Kobe was great. Michael Jordan, obviously, but Kuminga's not at that level. So you can't have, well, KD was at 30.4. Kuminga this year was 27.4% usage.
Yep.
And he's not anywhere near.
Durant did a bunch of other stuff, too. He was phenomenal defensively.
Right.
He actually acted as a rim protector for the Warriors when they had him. Kevin Durant rebounded the basketball. Like, no one wants Jonathan to not score. Just like, it's just a well-roundedness issue. And again, what I'm hearing, like, I can't tell you 100%. I'm not at practice. What I'm hearing, though, is that they're asking him to do these other things and seemingly he won't or doesn't want to or feels like he can't or whatever, which I don't even understand. Like, Jonathan, he can do all this stuff.
Right.
He can do it.
And you've seen it at times.
Yes, he can rebound. He can be a good defender. He can do it. I think he can do it. So that would frustrate the hell out of me, too, if I were coaching someone. We're like, you can do this. And he's just like, but I won't. At least not most of the time. I get that.
Yeah. The frustrating thing probably is that, and I'm looking at the log before the injury, he goes 11 of 19, 34 and 10. You lose, but 34 and 10, 10 rebounds. The next night you beat Phoenix and he had 34 and 9. Then he goes for 18 and 10. He was actually rebounding. He was playing big minutes. He's rebounding, and, you know, it was up and down in the results team-wise. He goes for 25-5, and then the next game he gets hurt, and you miss 2 months, and then Jimmy's here, and all of a sudden everything's different.
Yeah. And again, I like right now, this isn't even really a commentary on how many minutes Jonathan should have, because I don't know how this is going to evolve going forward. I don't even know if he's going to be on the team. But do you accept the answer that Steve Kerr has provided today? Let's go to Omar in the city. Hi, Omar. Thanks for calling.
What's up, guys? Man, you know what? I said it before, I said it again. Two people on the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Team can do whatever they want. Everybody else is a role player and an accessory, right? You guys hit the nail on the head when you gave up Kevin Durant. I mean, everyone's forgetting the fact that it all runs through Steph. Steph and Dre, at the very least right now, right? If we look back at 2018, that four-piece that they had with Klay and with Iggy needed a KD just to complement what Curry and Dre were out there doing, right? So I know everybody likes Kuminga. I think he's great, great player, this and that. But what Steve Kerr is basically saying is what people tend to forget. They're looking, you know, he's playing a position like what Kobe played, what Jordan played, what KD played, right? Jimmy Butler is in that role. So it's like, it's not just scoring. It's doing all the work, getting possessions, getting rebounds, playing the defense. They're doing like another LeBron on the team type of thing. You know what I mean? So, you know, Wiggins had the role, and he knew what to do with it. You know, if we move a little backward, if we're thinking big three, right, I'll put Kuminga on there with whoever, right? Dude, when it comes to big threes, think about when D-Wade in Miami ended up with Chris Bosh and LeBron. LeBron and Chris Bosh both played a role to D-Wade's, you know, to all his scoring effects, right? So, I mean, people got to just realize, go back to fundamentals. Warriors gameplay is all about strength and numbers, and it's all going to run through Steph. When we start talking about who needs more minutes and who needs to be on the floor, then that means you're starting to talk about, oh, Steph is getting old, then we need a new point. And right now, we don't have a guy who's going to be scoring and doing all the things. We don't have the next Steph. We don't have the next Jordan on the team. So right now, do what they're telling you. Otherwise, you're going to get the boot. You're going to get traded. And I know you don't like this one, but please get Giannis.
Well, I think everybody likes that one.
That's an easy one.
Omar, thanks.
Although, you look at usage, and I know we've been beating this thing into the ground today, but the percentage of possessions that you're involved in, he was number two in the league this year.
I thought he was number one. Was it him or Shea?
It was LaMelo Ball was one.
Oh, LaMelo.
Then Giannis, then Shea.
Got it.
In terms of usage. But yeah. I'm looking at 2018 again, and it was Steph and KD above 30%, Klay at 23.7%. So beyond that, Draymond, not a lot. Iguodala, not a lot. And so you ran your team through those two guys. And Jimmy Butler this year, and this accounts for Miami in here, 20.8%. So even his usage was lower than Jonathan Kuminga, lower.
And you're talking about Hall of Fame players in their prime when you use that example as well. Let's go to Jason in Chicago. Hi, Jason. Thank you for the call.
Hey, guys, great job in evaluating the J.K. issue and interesting comparisons that the coach was making to Marion and to Gordon. But in my mind, for the past couple of years, I look at his body and I'm seeing somebody who's got the leaping ability and aggression that Dennis Rodman had. And I would love Steve to put this guy, lock him in a room with film of Rodman and say, this is how you weak side rebound. If you do that, you're going to get a lot more minutes. And when Steph's on the bench, then maybe you get some scoring in, but be a better all-around player. Learn how to rebound. Remember Rodman. I mean, Rodman had no skill other than his aggression and his leaping ability. I see JK, I think he could do that very effectively. Now, he may not want to do it, and that's a problem, obviously, but ask Coach Kerr whether or not he's spoken to J.K. about Dennis Rodman's game and showed him some film. I'd be interested in that answer.
Yeah, Jason, thanks. I mean, specific to Rodman.
Rodman is one of one.
Well, yeah, and that's a different – I mean, like, he literally was just a rebounder. Like, he could actually score better than people realize. He just never either was on a team that needed him to do that, nor I don't know if he really liked it. Like, he actually – he wanted a rebound more than he wanted a bucket. So everybody's wired differently. I don't know if he's brought up Rodman specifically, but I it's always interesting to me when people are like, they need to sit this guy down and say X, Y, Z. And what I'm hearing when I listen to the TK show is that's what he's saying. They have talked to him. He used the phrase, we're trying to hammer this home, hammer it home. And then he goes into a future tense where he's like, and we'll see if it ends up happening.
Right.
As in, like, for 4 years, we've been hammering this home.
Yeah.
And to this point, it has not been successful in sinking in. If your opinion is that the Warriors should not be saying that or trying to get him to play like that, then that's fine. But, like, I keep getting stuck on this concept of, like, it sounds to me like you've got a concept in the back room, the Warrior hallways, that Jonathan doesn't agree with. And that's what's leading to fewer minutes than what a lot of fans want to see.
That could be the reason. And I look at Rodman, led the league in rebounding 7 times in a row, including 1 year he had 18.7. There will never be another Dennis Rodman, especially in this day and age where you can't just be that dude running around underneath the basket, right, Boxing people out for a living. Jonathan Kuminga,
nobody boxes out anymore. That's what All the coaches say.
And nobody gets 18.7 rebounds a game. Yeah, the leader's usually around 12, I think. But Jonathan Kuminga should be up around 6 or 7, and he should be able to evolve into a better defender on ball and off the ball. He's got all the skills, but when you get down to the things that Steve Kerr said in the TK podcast about what they need him to do, a lot of those are effort, run the floor, pressure the rim, offensive rebound, guard everyone, be a complimentary player. All of those things are ego sublimators where you're not going to get the ball and get the ha-ha. You got to run and do like what Gary Payton II does. Think about his career. He's not anywhere nearly as athletically gifted as Kuminga,
right,
yet he's found a career because of all those things I just cited. He can dunk, he rebounds, he defends, he hustles, he'll shoot a corner three. He is a glue guy, and so whether or not he's a Warrior next year, I bet you he gets another job somewhere.
Oh, for sure he will.
Right, because
sure
he's that guy hey, I need 18 minutes of that. All right, Coach.
Well, and we reference this all the time when the Minnesota series was happening about the Court of Gold clip. You know, like, I know everyone, why is Steve only do this to Kuminga? He freaking did it to Anthony Edwards in the Olympics. Anthony Edwards walked up to him and he looked at him before he even said hello. He's like, why don't you rebound? Why don't you rebound, dude?
He said it a little bit nicer than that.
But no, he's like, he said it with a smile.
Right.
He's like, why don't you rebound?
Good as you are, as athletic as you are.
It's like, you've got like the best NBA body in the world. Why don't you rebound? Yeah, what's up, Lucas?
I have that clip if you want it.
Let's hear it.
You have such a gift, like this. I mean, look at you. You're a tailbag. You're running over people, right?
Yeah.
When is that going to translate to rebound? When is that going to translate to find a body and boom?
Yeah.
Hit guys.
See, my Kobe get on my ass by the same.
Yes, because that's the next step for you. Yeah. You know, like, you took such a leap last year from the beginning of practice to the end of the World Cup, and it translated, and you became one of the best players in the league. This is the next step.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Watching how hard the mom practices. I've never practiced, but I've seen practice.
Right.
I've seen Steph. Yeah. Both those guys, just all the talking, all the physicality. That's the next step for you. Like, you've got another level you can get to, but it's like all the little boring stuff.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Use that body, man.
I got you, baby.
All right, so I know that's probably for some of the audience not the easiest thing to hear.
Right,
but he's just like, dude, you have gifts that almost no one else on planet Earth has. And Anthony's like, yeah. Like, you're about to compliment me, Coach.
Well, he gave him the classic compliment sandwich.
Right.
He gave him the compliment up top, And then he kind of got after him in the middle, yeah, and then he complimented him on the back end.
But he's like, when is that going to translate into rebounding? And Ant's answer is, dude, you sound just like my coach. He always on my butt about that. Yeah. And Kerr's like, right, because we know basketball, and that's what you need to do. That's your next step. That's how you become a well-rounded key contributor in all aspects, both ends of the floor.
And he said all the little things.
All the little things.
That's all you need to do to get to that next level, is do all the little things. And this year, Ant averaged 5.7 rebounds a game, which was his career high, up a little from last year. So maybe he took the words to heart and he started getting after it on the glass. And that's a team with Rudy Gobert, who's going to eat up a lot of rebounds, and Naz Reid, a big fella, and Julius Randle, who's going to rebound, and he still managed to get in there and get almost six.
Stop being obsessed with PPG. That is not the entire game.
But the highlights.
How about the RPG?
Yep.
Give me the RPG. Give me the ORPG.
Well, and that would lead to the MPG, which is minutes per game.
Yep.
Which is really what he probably wants more than anything. And he's at 22 a game for his career, 22 minutes a game. And
it's not bad.
It's not, but when you're a lottery pick in your fourth year, he should be getting 30. Yeah. Like, how many minutes a game has Pods earned in his career? It's about 30 a game over 2 years. It's because the little things.
RPG. Yeah. Manny in Redwood City. Hi, Manny. Thank you for calling. Manny, you there?
Manny.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah.
So, my phone is having a little bit of problems. I hope you guys can hear me.
Yeah, hang in there, Manny.
What I wanted to talk about was this season, Curry and Butler both getting hurt in the playoffs.
Yep.
And that having to do with their usage rates going into next year being older. I'm just wondering, you know, if our top two guys are going to be 38 and 36. I kind of don't want those guys to have the top usage rates on the team. So I kind of took that away from this conversation with Steve Kerr. Not a dig at Jonathan Kuminga, Butler, or Curry. Just that I don't want those age of players being my guys that have the top usage rates. And I'll go ahead and take your guys' answers offline.
Okay, Manny, thank you. Listen, that's a fair concept. I don't know what your other options are. If that's your take, like if you don't want Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler to be the straws that stir the drink, or then you don't even want them on your team. I don't know the other way to go. And so I think the sort of the core concept Manny's bringing up is we hear a lot of people talking about Jonathan Kuminga and the future. And I can't deny that. I can't confirm it either. But the point is the future is not here yet, and the Warriors are not of the mindset of the future yet. Teams that are always talking about the future are teams that are not currently trying to win now. And if you think that winning now is not really on the table, it's actually a fair point. But that's not what the Warriors are doing yet. And you know, I think they did enough this year to sort of warrant trying it again. Do you need some more things around those guys? Sure, I'll absolutely buy that, but they need to be the right complementary pieces, and they want Jonathan to be that. But at this point, it doesn't sound like they don't have critical mass on that being a reality.
They don't know yet. I think that is something for Mike Dunleavy to sort out in the offseason, whether it's a sign and keep, a sign and trade. I don't think that they're just going to let another team make him an offer and not match it. That is a possibility, of course, but as we've discussed, in terms of cap room, there's not a lot of teams. Actually, there's only one, Brooklyn, that has more than $25 million available at this point, so it's going to be a complicated thing for the Warriors to deal with, but for me, in response to Manny's call, it's less about usage and more about minutes, and if you have Jimmy and Draymond and Steph at the start of the year, maybe you can go in the first 41 games and you can be 27 and 14 and you're probably sitting in third place in the West at that point. Now you've got a cushion to where down the stretch, you don't have to chase it. This year, Draymond said it on the Draymond Green Show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been chasing it since February.
Yep.
So then you get into the Houston series and you got to go seven and Steph plays 42 minutes and everyone's playing way more than they wanted because they had to.
You didn't want to bench him.
No, but you would have liked to bench him in April.
No, I don't think they want to bench him at all. It sounds to me like you want him to play a certain way that he won't play.
Oh, I was talking about Curry.
Oh, right. Like, no, I get you.
No, no, no. Yeah, you didn't want to bench JK, but
no.
Once Jimmy came, and Steve will say this, he's coming up here in 20 minutes, but he was hurt, Butler arrived, and all they did was win, win, win no matter what. So you're not gonna shake that up just to try to get JK's minutes.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, here for your calls. A lot of you want to weigh in. We're coming right to you next. 888-957-9570. Steve Curry in 18 minutes on Willard and Dibbs.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.